We are on the air with Miss Susanna Budapest. Am I saying your name right?
Well, you could say Z and then it's flawless, or Zuzana, which case it's also flawless.
All right. Well, welcome to Goddess Radio, Z.
Well, you know, this just the fact that you exist is a great thrill for me, a huge big thrill. I mean, from the depth of my heart, I celebrate you. And all of you who are listening to the Goddess Radio, may there be a program in every town, coast to coast, and around the world.
Well, thank you so much. That's what I say about Goddess Radio. I say this is this show that celebrates the divine spark of creativity as expressed by the women and the women only of independent music.
Yes.
Just so you know what you're getting into here.
Yes.
And we're celebrating you being here.
Well, yes, indeed. I'm Granny Z.
Granny Z.
I love you all. How's that?
That's wonderful.
Still kicking in good shape. Blessed be the fates. And this planet really deserves our attention and care. So, but there are, for example, the women's rights. The women's rights do groovy stuff like creating images of the goddess and then they parade it through the town. Then there is even a bitching festival that we used to do once a year to clear the air.
I read that. I read about the bitching festival. I thought that was fantastic.
These things happen, and I didn't make these up, you know. I did reclaim them, and I did an awful lot of research. All of you who can get your hands on Jane Harrison's books, not that many out, but there is Prolegomena, The Origins of Greek Religion. I got a lot out of that because the American education system, if it goes into the Greeks, that's like already whoop-de-doo, you know. But the European education goes way beyond before that. And that's where the goddess is, of course. By the time you get to the Greeks, it's full of Zeus and Poseidon and all kinds of male gods, and the goddesses have been relegated to wife doom, and twin, Apollo's twin becomes Diana. Diana pre-existed. Apollo used to be just a little mouse god, but then patriarch. I know. It's like full of these little reversals and building up Zeus into this huge big golden statue that he used to have. And anyway, gods come and go. The goddess remains.
That's so very true. I have found in my own research, because I love anthropology, that what has happened with all of our history, not even just the goddess, but so much of it, is that people think history started 2,000 years ago.
All this information coming out now about planetary existence, and I just can't believe that people are still divided into Democrats and Republicans, and the Republicans don't like women have their own rights and powers, and the Democrats are pushing Hillary Clinton. Please, everybody vote for Hillary Clinton. Hillary is our goddess, the first one that is actually close to the throne. We have to believe in her. We have to push her through. We never get a more perfect candidate, let me put it that way. She is, for now, a great achievement for this country to produce a Hillary. It really is. And how the males are gnawing at her hair and her laugh and her, oh, this and that. That's just so chafing at a woman taking power. And this lady knows what she's doing, and her heart is at the right place. And if you don't like her hair, don't wear one. You know, it's really atrocious how they attack her on these things. And, oh, she's not sincere. If she's kind, she's not sincere. If she's strident, oh, too strident. It's just the Republicans losing moral ground all over. I'm sorry, I'm very political still. I did not lose a cent about it. But if you hear me, dearest goddess, let it be. Let a woman take over at last and pull us out of this ditch that Mr. Stupid drove us into. Stop me anytime.
No, no, no. You're speaking so close to my heart.
It's mysteries and summoning the faith, and the faith book is showing us the landmarks in our lives, and it actually has a great sense of to know that, for example, when you hit 30, it's not a time to commit suicide because, oh no, I'm 30, what have I done so far? What you have done is you completed your first destiny, whatever it was we needed. Without first destiny, you don't get into the second one. So you just sail into the second one. By the 33 year, you will see the new mission emerge. And then there you are, having a mission for 30 years that you embroider on this way and that way. Sometimes you put it even down and transmute it into something else around 45, for example. People don't have midlife crisis at 45. They actually have a reversal. They review what they have done. Men get access to their feelings for the first time. I mean, imagine that, waiting that long. They think they have feelings, but they don't really have feelings, not the way women have feelings. And that's all because I call them the volunteers, the men. They volunteer to carry the testosterone, and that is a hard, hard drug to carry around all your life. And around 45, they finally get access to their feelings, and they can articulate.
So that's that sounds really Jungian to me. Are you Jungian?
You know, Jung was very much into the goddess. Jung was all into the goddess. He lived at a time where Beethoven was a friend. Lots of these goddess writers, Bruffaut, who wrote about matriarchies, then the guy who discovered Troy, escapes the name right now. These people all lived in Switzerland, and they met regularly, and they influenced each other mightily, and these were the goddess people. I mean, when you have this look back into history, everybody's just making it up. nobody was actually there. Eyewitnesses are
not. Well, you know, I'm not afraid to talk about a woman being in power. I think that in this day and age, a lot of people are afraid of it. They're just afraid of it because it hasn't happened for so very long, and they're not accustomed to a woman using power.
And it happened in England. I mean, Thatcher and the Queen, double females.
Yes.
I mean, the Europeans are not so weird about it. Here, it's all about the macho, and they're holding on to their crutch. And they think that when Hillary takes power, they get all castrated. I mean, that is the deep-seated male fear. And Hillary would actually help women and children, and when women and children are helped, everybody's helped. You know, my famous saying in the Holy Book of Women's Mysteries, there are only two kinds of people on earth. They are the mothers and they are their children. Everything else is fantasy. There's mothers and children. This is why the symbol of humanity is Madonna with child. That is the symbol of humanity. That sums up who we are as human beings.
Right. I think it's a question of balance. You know, I really do. And I'm not a balanced person because the earth isn't necessarily in balance. It's in equilibrium, but not in balance. And I think that when you know, women, your book addresses so much of women's spirituality that has been left out of our culture, left out of our consciousness, left out of our world.
And it was written out of education.
Yes.
And it was ridiculously written out of education. And then there is a word like Athena comes up sometimes because the patriarchal mythologists back then, who were clever people, made her a Zeus' daughter who sprang from his big headache. He had a headache, and then out of his head comes Athena, you know, fully armed and fully grown. Well, you know, this story is just like women must have laughed their head off when they first heard about it. No man gives birth to anybody except the brown stuff. So it's like silly. But Athena did survive, and then she was claimed in plays, you know, that she is on the side of the men. And then her image became very distorted. We never learned, for example, that this was an all-out lesbian goddess. Athena, whose lover was Pallas, and when Pallas was killed through some Amazonian games, I wasn't there. I don't know.
Well, here's, I think, one of the problems for modern-day women, okay, that we really are lacking, and this is anybody who's running for office, anybody who's trying to get ahead in the world in any way, is we don't have a model of a wise woman. We have a model of a dumb blonde rather than a wise woman. And that drives me wild, being blonde.
The segregated, raped blonde who shows up on our CSI shows, which unfortunately I do watch too.
Mostly you watch CSI, that's too wrong. Well, I know, but it's, you know, I mean, that's our role model for a blonde. It's changing, but it's representative of women. And I think that a lot of men who hear a very deeply pro-feminine message are not aware of how much has been wiped out and how much we're missing, that we don't have that representation.
The only ones who know. The women who take women's studies at the university level, they are the only ones who get to know about our past. Like, we don't know what each other are doing. I don't know about outstanding women other than what I'm presented on television. They don't write about them. I have the Economist come to the house month after month after month. I find no mention of women in it. Now imagine Economist, which is the most respected magazine, supposedly an impartial and factual news media, would not mention the majority of women. Like, not one of us did anything worthy. We are economy. If women didn't give birth to citizens, there would be no taxpayers. If women didn't give birth to ideas, there would be no trade. We invented trade. We invented a business. We invented everything, and then we got pushed back into practically no existence. And right now, the expression of shunning that the Amish do to people they want to punish.
Yes.
The shunning means that people don't
talk about a very common cultural behavior.
Yeah. It's a punishment. Well, we are shunned by our own culture. Women, as human women, are shunned. We are not shunned if we got big boobs, that they say, oh, yeah, they exist, and look at them, you know. If we are sticking out like Hillary, who is an Amazon first class.
Or Britney Spears, I'm going to say her name.
Yeah, poor Britney, and look at her, you know, pudenda exposed there and this and that. She exists. So 53% of women are comprising the workforce. Nobody from the workforce is ever seen. Are scientific women who invent stuff. I just read in another magazine about a woman who invented a fuel. She's like page 8. Oh, but it'd be many years before this would be available, but she at least invented something that is not owned by the big oil companies. Many, many scientists have done a great deal of damage to keep women out, making them feel uncomfortable. And this has been going on since I joined feminism, which was in 1970. And that, what did we hear back then? Oh, it's too early. Oh, these changes take time. Well, honey, we are almost 40 years after that, and they still haven't made those changes. Everything I have written about in the Holy Book of Women's Mysteries is still on the table.
Yes, it is.
Nothing had been solved. Nothing had been re-argued. And we ourselves, what we have done as women, we were clever. We were very clever. We saw that our sisters cracked the door open to jobs, which were not ours yet back then. Mm-hmm. And streams of generations of women went through it. And now 72% of students on all colleges are women. So when this generation, I call them Generation Z,
Generation Z.
Because, you know, X, Y, and then after the Y.
I know, that's right.
But this is Generation Z who are coming out from the colleges with good diplomas, and they will take the white collar jobs. Was there ever hand wringing about that? Oh, no, the women are going to be all girls, the white-collar jobs. We have to help the men to go to college. They don't want to go to college anymore because, oh, dear, the women raise the bar.
Right.
They are better students. They research, so they're competing with women, even on the college level. They don't want to do because it's like real work. You cannot just be greased through because you're a man.
I have an image I would like to share with you.
Yeah.
And just a thought, because because I know that I personally have run into a lot of women, young women, who think that we have accomplished everything that we need to accomplish as far as women are concerned. And then they saw the women in Afghanistan in the burqas.
Right.
And it came home to them that we are far from, and I know about the women babies in China are still, the female babies in China are still left on the roadside to die.
We're showing hair a little bit. They actually kill women, hundreds and hundreds of women in Pakistan, buried alive. I have a picture of it. Anybody wants to see a picture of this, contact me and on my website, www.zbudapest.com, and click on contact and I'll email you the pictures. I get my information about how Islam treats women from Phyllis Chesler, who wrote a book about it. And she was married to an Afghan guy. And she has horrendous stories to tell, you know. Ladies, do not marry anybody from that part of the country. Surely you can find somebody else.
Oh, absolutely. But the thing I know, sometimes it takes me a little longer to make a point, but the point I was going to make is that women in this country are still wearing an invisible burqa in many areas of life that men who love us don't even realize. They don't know. You know, what it's like to live in those restrictions, to have gone through school, and to know that what you say is not considered important because you're never going to be president, you're never going to hold any important office, so therefore, nothing you say is really important.
Right.
You know, to be relegated to the pat on the head and the looks of, well, that's nice, but we're doing what's really important here.
Yes, we create society. If women went on strike and had no babies for a year, just a year, that would be a ghost generation going through every strata of economy. There'd be empty kindergarten places. There'd be empty first grade classrooms. There'd be empty all the way out. Just 1 year would show who really is humanity. And even though, you know, we will never do this, but just imagine in your mind, you can walk through it, the awesome power of the human. And my mother used to say, women are the real human beings. I was raised by it.
I think men are too, but go ahead.
The balance is that both sexes work for the good of all.
Absolutely.
And for the pleasurable short lifespan we have on this planet.
I know we want to talk about women's spirituality, if you don't mind, because I feel that even especially in the realm where women are so great in their spirituality, that we are left unattended. Our needs and our ideas and our wants and our intuitions and our feelings and our thoughts and our dreams and our prayers are left again, unimportant, and we are not permitted to be the celebrant. And I feel that for the health of humanity, women need to be the celebrant as well as men.
Are you kidding? That's the worst kind of political oppression, when you are not reflected amongst the divine.
Yes, exactly.
And the divine doesn't include your sex. They obscured the Holy Ghost into a bird. And that, of course, from the bird, I can tell that was Aphrodite or Ishtar probably in that time, because the dove is her symbol. But imagine
how a little girl
would grow up when she would see a goddess as well as a god, discussed and thought about, and the search for divine experiences, religious experiences would include the goddess. A little girl would grow up quite differently. and many of them have, because of the second wave, my generation has given birth to children raised with the goddess consciousness, and they have children on their own. So many women have gotten the point about the goddess. It depends where you live geographically. I really noticed that. You drive around in the United States, you go to places that are 30 years behind. You go to other places, they are a little bit ahead. And how it all washes together is what fates are all about. So every one of us count. And now with the internet, the changes are much faster. The internet is the Aquarian invention that kicked in the sub-age of Aquarius. And everybody, it's just really started. We think that, oh, the internet's already on. No, it's just beginning. The grouping, the sharing. It's very good because there it's a leveled field and women are not ignored. There you cannot ignore anyone, you know, and that's kind of like the Aquarian space where women are well visible. We like words, we use more words than men, we read more. Do you realize that Americans, only 3% of Americans really read books, pass out of school for pleasure, and most of them are women. You see women read books on the subways, on the buses, women have talking books in their cars. So literature and reading and learning is a very female science. And our brains are constantly grasping for new things. And why? Because the goddess is returning and she needs all of us a little smarter. She needs all of us informed, a little less afraid.
Yes.
The fear that we get fed every day is horrendous. I have spelled practically all my books against fear, because fear is a tool that keeps women in their places. Why we are uncertain about a female leader? Because we just saw Ms. Bhutto assassinated. You know,
enough
for Hillary.
Was that I have no doubt in my mind that not just Hillary, but every woman that has raised her head to move beyond our past boundaries,
mm-hmm.
saw that and took a breath and just, it was, she was so beautiful and so courageous. That hurt my heart to see that.
A true leader, honed, educated. You don't need stupid leaders like what the Christians elected, Little Bush, you know. Little Bush discredited everything, not just our country, but the right-wingers, the right-wing Christians, the evangelists, and they are also trying to get some other ways to squeeze money out of the brethren, namely, the young people don't care who is gay and who marries who, you know?
No, they do not.
You know, that's meaningless. It doesn't dismember the institution of marriage. Let gay people love whoever they will. They always have and they always will. Every family has gays, you know? That's a serious thing. It's like excluding somebody with blue eyes. I mean, it's just silly and mean, very mean.
I think a greater goddess consciousness, this is how it appears to me, with a greater goddess
uh-huh.
consciousness, you do have an increased awareness of compassion and care.
Yes.
And less
of
war
life.
And less killing.
Yeah, and quality of life. You know, we are remembered as soon as it's Thanksgiving. Everybody wants to go home to grandmama and mother because that's food and family and gathering, and they made a big commercial pitch about it, and there we are suddenly visible. Christmas. Poor Blessed Virgin Mary in her manger as the Lady of the Beasts and the baby. Those are ancient symbols, not of Christianity, but of humanity.
Yes,
they were
yes.
around much earlier, and they were just borrowed over, and because we always loved them, they stayed.
And we will continue to love them. They're immortal.
Yes, yes. And humanity, I have to stress over and over again now that I'm over 60, believe me, it's short. Whatever you spend here, every morning you wake up and you say to yourself, Not that this is the first day of the rest of my life. That's just so obvious. That's like so pedestrian. You have to say, this is an opportunity on this planet to enjoy planetary life and web and weave and participate and play my cards. Every day, seek for planetary experiences. Love a person, give a kiss, planetary joy, eat something good, plan something good. You know what I mean? You have to wake up every morning knowing that this is a very finite time. Everybody dies. There is no such thing as immortality for the body. The body is a leaf on a tree of life. It blooms, comes down, gets recycled, goes back up. So be at peace with that. You came on this planet, be at peace with that.
You
know, say that, oh dear, the wages of sin is death. Huh, the wages of life is death. Everybody dies.
Everybody dies. There's a very wise lady here at the radio station, and her show is called Sister Moon Radio. And she said something recently that just is going to stay with me for the rest of my life. And she said, we were talking about people who are really difficult. She said, don't let them steal your joy.
Good one.
Isn't that awesome? That's so, I thought
yes,
that was just so.
It just sums it up.
Yes, it does.
And fear steals joy. Fear that we get all the time. The only time women get any protection, so-called protection, is from the cosmetic industry who wants to protect you from the wind. You put this on and then the wind cannot harm your skin and your pores. Oh dear, the pores. They never talk about somebody's raping you around the corner. No, it's all about your pores and all about the color and the highlights in your hair. It's so divorced from reality, you know?
Yes.
And then we love it because we want to be in a world like that. We want to be protected. We want society to worry about our pores and our skin tones and the highlights in our hair. We want to have society looking at us, but the only time they really stroke us is through these commercials for perfumes and makeup, and who knows how they got that makeup. Turns out it's full of lead, by the way, lipstick. I always suspected that. That we are licking our lips.
It has lead in it. Yes, it does.
It has lead in it, and it doesn't leave the body. And you know what? Lead, eventually a lifelong spooning lipstick into your system, dementia. You know what that looks like? Not worth the lipstick.
Right.
Really
exactly.
Not. So it's dangerous to be a woman. Very dangerous. You look at Afghan and Pakistan and the Islam countries, how they treat women. That's what Christians used to do before the women rose up and made changes. That was before feminism. It was Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. They still had to argue that the women have souls. There were serious articles written and published in this country a mere 100-and-some years ago saying that women have no souls, therefore we don't deserve to vote.
That's an Eastern belief.
That's an Eastern belief.
I had a Greek mentor, a Greek gentleman who mentored me for a few years, just generally, and he told me that, and he was born here, and then he went to Greece, and he was raised and taught in Greece, and he told me that in many, many Eastern cultures and beliefs, they believe that women have the souls of a dog. Men are the real people.
Yeah.
And I don't mind men being real people, but I think women are too.
they despise their own mothers. They despise their lives. I mean, look how they throw away their lives. That's a sick, sick religion. It's one sick religion. And I don't believe that Allah ever said to be mean to your women. I don't think there is anything in the Quran about that. Women, everybody's holy book is very nice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't follow it, and then they hide behind the good book.
But I like your holy book.
Mommy?
I like your holy book.
My holy book is very fair. I include our sons as sacred sons.
Yes, you absolutely do. There are, that you know, in case any men that are listening are getting the wrong idea, in the holy book of women's mysteries written by Miss Budapest, Miss Z here, there are absolute chapters. Because if you're a woman, what woman does not have men as important to them in their life?
That's just silly.
Exactly.
So what it comes down to is what men fear about anything when women get together and start examining the species and how the genders deal with each other, they worry that we will deal with them the same way they have dealt with us, which was mean-spirited, low, and...
That's a very good point. That is a very good point.
Yes, fear of castration, I don't care. You have to stop being mean to women or you throw away your future. Without women, there is nothing. There's nothing without us. There is no Thanksgiving. There is no Christmas. There is no Mother's Day. There is no Valentine's Day. Nothing. We are the culture. And women have to see themselves as such, even though the culture shuns you at this moment. But if you do things, it will pay attention.
Right. There's a cultural burqa.
Attention is not that welcome, you know.
There's a cultural burqa, whether
the cultural burqa is on all of us.
Yes.
I mean, for me to walk on my streets here and not just get into my car and drive is fraught with unknowns. Here the police in Oakland would stop you if you're walking about and ask you why you're walking.
Really?
Because it's dangerous. They know it. They see a white-haired woman like me, you know, walking. And I have to say, hey, I have a dog and we need to walk and I need to move. But I have to drive to a park to do that. I cannot just walk around in my neighborhood. That's how patriarchy is. Patriarchy is still here. The only way it would go away if generations of Hillarys would take over everything one by one, which we have a good chance to do. Good chance to do. And especially when the major disasters come down, like the sea level rises and the weather changes already are brutal. This is when men wake up a little bit. Oh dear, it's a planet. We live on a planet. Oh, I thought it was a blue state. No, it's a planet. Oh dear, you know, they're clueless.
Right.
Except Gore and his friends. Blessed be for the guys who got it.
Oh, Al Gore rocks. All right, Miss Z, I cannot tell you. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot tell you how deeply grateful I am for this interview. And before we go, is there anything else that you think that we need to say? Is there anything else you want us to know about?
Yes, here.
Okay.
Bionic affirmations. It's from my book, page 60.
Okay.
Upon rising, I reconnect my soul with the universal intelligence, the goddess Durga, organizer of the universe, multi-armed, ever ablaze with the fire of life. Let me be led by Durga's power, blessed be. When in traffic, my universe is a safe universe. It is the goddess Athena who protects my wheels. I'm encircled by a blue light and then a white. I'm divinely alert and bold and hold the hands of the mothers. I'm safe, I'm blessed, I'm safe. Here is one for cooking. It is not just dinner that I cook, but the universal cauldron of change. I am part of all women who do this every day, and I cook my own nurturance. I am nourished by my creations. I am goddess of the cauldron, and I cook health. I call upon Temis to lead my pen, always serve me in the end. Upon entering your bath, it is not just cleanliness I seek. I reconnect myself with the life-granting waters of life. I am renewed in body and soul. When going to the party, play is learning and learning is play. I laugh and dance and keep myself free. Before singing, my voice shall rise to please the muses. When visiting friends, may friends and foes be gentle with my love. When falling in love, O Aphrodite, I felt your sting and now you are on your way. I shall prepare my soul for you with flowers and lack of fear. When writing, come spirits of my spirit, speak your thoughts through me. I'm open as a lotus and I'm willing as a pet. Illuminate my mind, imagination, lead my path. And the last one, when looking for a new home, my home is getting nearer with every step I take searching for it. My home already knows me, and I already know my home. And I say, create your own affirmations. Well, it's just chock full of practical good stuff, my holy book. It changed America, supposedly.
Yes, it has.
Feminists who changed America, and I'm on page 64 there with this book. I feel very grateful that the goddess let me do this service.
I'm very grateful to have had you on my radio show, and maybe we can do this again.
I would love to do a lot of it. You goddess radio, my goodness. I'm just bursting with pride.
Well, what else would I call it? You know, I'm just going to tell you, there's so many women out there with so much talent, and their talent is overlooked. Mm-hmm. Because of the society that we are in,
to discourage us,
and okay. Right, and
gender war,
and I'm just doing my little part to get them out there and get them heard. You know why? Because they're beautiful, and every single one of them is a goddess.
Yes, and all together we share consciousness as the goddess. We don't need meetings. We don't need to know each other, but when we hear the call, we rise to it. We will recognize and rise, and in our own sphere, we create a change. And this is how we got this far. Women dominate the workforce now, dominate universities. I can't wait for Hillary to win. And she will bring in this new recognition of, oh, well, women, and people will shift.
There will be. If she were to win, there would be a shift in consciousness.
Yes.
There has
shift
to be.
Shift of the paradigm.
Just the fact that she's running is creating a shift.
Yes, that alone, yes. And women are waking up, and anybody hits on her in a mean way, we know it could be us, you know.
Yep.
I mean, if we had, and she worked so hard and was meant to do this, I mean, that's the beauty of it. There is no better qualified person, and we need somebody smart badly.
Yes, we need smart.
And why, I like Obama a lot, but you know what? It's still a man. And men's brains work differently, even though his brain has done great strides forward, I must say. But still, a woman's brain is better.
And who's to say that, you know, in the larger picture, that at this point in time in history, that what we need to end wars and create a more loving, caring, and compassionate society is a woman? I mean, who's to say that's not what is going in? And even if she did get there beside her husband, how appropriate? How appropriate.
Yes, it is. And they still mad at her that she didn't commit suicide over little Monica Lewinsky. Which is like really the stupidest expectation. I mean, it is a woman driven by a sense of history, and she's going to get hung up about a little nookie. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Oh, that's priceless. You're priceless, Z. Thank you so much.
Love you so much. Keep up the good work.
I shall. You
all
do
of
the
you
same.
Listening. And please come to my website. We are working so much on it. ZBudapest.com. And talk to me. Talk to me in email.
Absolutely.
I will.
I'll send you messages on MySpace too.
Thank
Let everybody know
you.
This. Listen,
Thank
you're on MySpace.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Z. Blessed be.
Blessed be.